whole lot of their operations out there in the open, but there is some things we can see online. They have a very large network of hackers out there, and here's one example. So basically, there's some Twitter accounts out there pointing out, hey, take a look at this. This might be a suspected Islamic State account. We've circled it for you. You can see the account name on Twitter is ISIS Recruit. So they're flagging this essentially and saying, let's take this one down. Another thing you can see in the open, this is a list of suspected Twitter accounts operated by Islamic State. And look at this thing scroll. There's more than 1,000 Twitter accounts that they've already uncovered. I mean, this just keeps on going and going. Well, we were curious. We tested one of these links. We essentially copied and pasted it to see if this was still active, if they were already able to take some of these down. And you'll see the result. It already has been suspended. And in fact, we know that in the past, Anonymous has worked directly with Twitter to try to take some of these things down.
Yeah, it's nice to see that account suspended signal there. You know, government agencies across Europe have units dealing, of course, with cyber intelligence, cyber defense. What do social media users think about Anonymous getting involved in a domain that's typically a government domain?
Well, this operation is already trending on Twitter with the hashtag OpParis or OpISIS. And there's actually quite a amount of support for Anonymous online. This is just one Twitter user here. And he says, you know, one would think that our government would do something about ISIS, yet a group of hacktivists have done more than our own government.